The Last Tycoons by William D. Cohen. The Last Tycoons, The Secret History of Lazare, Frères & Co. The Mystique of Lazare, Frères. Lazare, Frères & Co., one of the most secretive and influential banks in international high finance, has long been shrouded in mystery. For over a century, this elite investment bank has fueled fantasies of colossal fortunes and merciless struggles for domination in the investment banking sector. As someone who spent 6 years working at Lazare Frères in New York before moving on to other roles on Wall Street, I have had a unique vantage point from which to observe and chronicle the inner workings of this enigmatic institution. Lazare Frères was founded in the mid-19th century, and its history is intertwined with the Lazard family, who first entered the world of finance through marriage. The bank's involvement in significant financial events, such as the California Gold Rush, and its rivalry with the Rothschild Bank, have contributed to its legendary status. Mergers and acquisitions are the firm's specialty, and private equity transactions are its second most important activity. The era of André Meyer and Félix Rohatyn. At the heart of Lazare Frères' story are the larger-than-life personalities who shaped the firm. One such figure is André Meyer, a genius dealmaker with an authoritarian style and a clear vision for Lazard. Meyer's influence was so profound that he became known as the Zeus of Wall Street. His leadership, however, was not without its challenges. Meyer's vision for the firm often clashed with that of Félix Rohatyn, another titan of Lazard, who advocated for a more democratic and collaborative leadership model. The power struggle between Meyer and Rohatyn was a defining feature of Lazard's internal dynamics during this period. Meyer's decisiveness and ability to secure high-stakes deals earned him the loyalty of many employees, while Rohatyn's inclusive approach attracted those who valued a more forward-thinking work environment. This division hindered communication and cooperation within the firm, affecting its efficiency and morale. The departure of André Meyer in the 1970s did not end the internal conflicts. His exit left a vacuum that was difficult to fill, leading to a new round of power struggles as different factions vied for dominance. Félix Rohatyn emerged as a stabilizing figure, but his leadership was constantly under threat from those who felt marginalized during his rise to power. Rohatyn's ability to navigate these treacherous waters without imploding the firm was a testament to his diplomatic skills and deep understanding of Lazard's intricate culture. The Rise and Fall of Michel David Weil and Bruce Wasserstein. As Lazare Frères approached its 150th anniversary, the firm was embroiled in another significant power struggle. Michel David Weil, the inscrutable French billionaire who controlled Lazare, found himself at odds with his chosen successor, Bruce Wasserstein. David Weil's manipulative tendencies often exacerbated the internal strife, particularly in his dealings with Félix Rohatyn and Steve Rattner, two superstar investment bankers who were pillars of New York society. Steve Rattner, a former newspaper reporter turned investment banker, posed a significant challenge to Rohatyn's dominance. Their feud became increasingly public, causing irreparable damage to the firm's internal harmony. David Weil's attempts to manage this conflict were unsuccessful, and he eventually took the unprecedented step of relinquishing operational control of Lazard to Bruce Wasserstein. Wasserstein, fresh from selling his own M&A boutique for $1.4 billion, brought a new era of change to Lazard. However, his tenure was marked by controversy, as it became clear that he had outmaneuvered David Weil when the Frenchman was at his most vulnerable. Wasserstein's changes, including the introduction of external executives and modern management practices, clashed with the entrenched Lazard traditions, further complicating the firm's internal dynamics. The high-stakes world of Lazare Frères. Lazare Frères operates in a world of high drama and high stakes. The firm's history is replete with stories of vaulting ambitions, explosive feuds, and enormous wealth. The great men of Lazard, as they were known, were not just financial advisors, but also masters of the worlds of government and media. Félix Rohatyn, for example, reshaped corporate America in the 1970s and 1980s, saved New York City from bankruptcy, and positioned himself as a key figure in New York society and Washington. The personal lives of these financial titans were as fascinating as their professional achievements. Fabulous art collections, worldly mistresses, and staggering amounts of money were all part of the Lazar mystique. However, this world of opulence and power was also marked by shocking self-interest and cutthroat rivalries. The legacy of Lazard Frère. Despite the internal strife and power struggles, Lazard Frère has maintained its position as one of the most influential investment banks in the world. The firm's ability to adapt to changing times while retaining its core values and traditions is a testament to the resilience of its leadership. As I reflect on my time at Lazard Frère, it is clear that the firm's story is not just about money. It is a saga of power, prestige, and the relentless pursuit of legacy. The great men of Lazard have left an indelible mark on the world of finance, and their stories continue to captivate and inspire. In the end, The Last Tycoons is a tale of human ambition, of the intersection of brilliance and hubris, and of the enduring impact of those who have shaped the world of high finance. It is a story that reminds us that even in the most secretive and exclusive of worlds, the dynamics of human nature remain a constant and compelling force.